You've got at the bottom of your sheets, Perek Dalet. We basically finished off last week. We were Perek Gimel, where now the Jewish people are coming into Eretz Israel. Hashem splits the Yarden, but we said there was a difference, right? The miracles now are not like the miracles in Egypt, not like the miracles in the desert. They're not big miracles where it's helping us. Now the miracles, it's like Hashem's like weaning us off of the miracles now. It's time to come to Israel. You're going to be on your own now. The miracles are finishing. So this miracle, when they crossed the Yarden, well, even that, it wasn't so visible. They say that when the Yarden split, it stopped like a long way down the road. It stopped up there and then it dried up. So where they were standing, the river dried up. They couldn't see where it stopped. There, where it stopped, the water got higher and higher and higher. But where they were standing, it dried up and they crossed over. And like we said, they didn't need it. They could have crossed over the Jordan. Plenty of crossings. People have crossed on their own through the water. It's not so difficult. They didn't need the miracle. It's now Hashem saying, look, I'm doing this miracle for you, but at the same time, you should know this is now, it's not going to be so visible. It's not going to be so needed. Other things, there are other miracles we said that we're going to come up to as well, where they're not so needed, but Hashem is doing it as a way sort of to wean us off of this existence, this miraculous existence in the desert. So here now we're standing on the riverbed and we are crossing over the Yarden, and let's continue. Perek Aleph. Perek Dalet Paskalev. Vayhi ka'asher tamu kol ha'goy la'avor et ha'yarden. When the whole people had now finished crossing the Yarden, vayom ha'ashem el Yehoshua lemor. Hashem says to Yehoshua, saying, kechu lachem min ha'am, take from yourself, from the people, 12 anashim, 12 people. Right, we mentioned it in Pasuk Yud Bet, in last Pasuk, last Perek, but he didn't tell us why he was doing it. He says, take 12 people. Ish echad mishavet. One person from each shevet. V'tzavu otam lemor. And Yehoshua, you should tell them to do the following. Se'u lachem mizeh, mitoch ha-yarden, from the river, Yarden, mimatzav raglei ha-kohanim, from where the kohanim was standing. Don't forget, the kohanim was standing on the edge where they just went into the river. He was standing on the edge. Everything had dried up and everyone was crossing over, and the Kohanim was still on the eastern side. Everyone's crossing over to the west, into Israel. So now Yehoshua has been commanded to tell the people, these 12 men, take from where the Kohanim was standing, Hachim 12 avanim, take 12 stones. And when you go across the river, take these stones across with you. Ve'inachtem otam, and put them b'malon asher talinu bo halayla, and go wherever you're going to sleep later on, which is further near Jericho, inside the land, there I want you to put them. So here we have 12 stones being taken into Eretz Israel from these 12 people. Dalet. Vayikra Yehoshua el 12 ish. He calls to these 12 people, asher hechin mibnei Yisrael, he'd already prepared, ish echad mishavet, one from each shevet. Vayomer lahem Yehoshua, Yehoshua says to them, Ivru lifnei Aron Hashem Elokechem. The Aron is at the riverbed. You go across, past the Aron, El Tocha Yarden, into the Yarden River. Varimu lachem ish even achat al shichmo. And each man has to take a rock onto his shoulders. Lemispar shiftei b'nei Yisrael, according to the number of the Shvatim, so 12. We're going to learn soon about what does it mean he took it onto his shoulder, meaning it was big enough that only one person needed to lift it. The two people didn't have to lift it. It was a big rock. We're going to see later on in the Gemara, it talks about how big these rocks were. It says it was 40 se'ah. 40 se'ah depends if you're talking about mikveh, which is liquid, or it's a stone. I don't know what's more dense. The rock's more dense than water. The minimum they talk well. Not minimum. The average for a mikveh, let's say it's 40 size a mikveh, the minimum is going to be about 350 kilos. There are more machmeh, the chazonish, which will be about 550 to 750 kilos. That's how much the water weighs. So it was miraculous anyway, that one person picked it up and he puts it on his shoulder and he takes it with them into the land. Why does he do this? Let's have a look. Pasuk Vav. Leman tihyeh zot od bekirbechem, because this should be a sign for you. Ki shalun benechem machar lemor. When your children will ask you tomorrow, ma ha'avanim ha'ele lachem, what are these stones? You're going to have to tell them. Where have we heard this lashon before? Ki shalom benechem machar lemo. Where do we hear that lashon? Very good, very good.
The ownership of the land.
Was it saying kadeshli? V'haya ki shalcha bincha lemo mazot machar lemo mazot. When your children ask you tomorrow, what was this all this for? You have to tell them. Meaning. With the Yam Suf, there was no need for a sign. After the Yam Suf, there was no need. You have to set up a sign. That if someone asks you what happened here, you can tell them. Here, it's a bit more low, what's the word, a bit more under the radar. So here, he wants them to set up a sign. So when someone asks you, what are these 12 stones, you tell them, this is because the Hashem cut the Jordan for us. It's not so clear that it happened. Not everyone knew it was happening. That you shall tell your children in the future generations that Hashem cut the river Jordan for us. Mipnei Aron Brit Hashem. Why? Because it was for the Aron Brit Hashem, for the Torah. But overall, by Yarden, when it crossed over the Yarden River, Nichrutu Mehar Yarden, the waters split. V'hayu Avanim Ma'ele Lizikaron LiBnei Israel Ad Olam. And these stones should be a zikaron, should be a memorial for you. Ad olam, forever. Okay? Those 12 stones were taken into Gilgal. Here you have the map. This is Shittim, this is outside of Eretz Yisrael. They come now into the Yarden. They cross the Yarden. And they station, their first station here is Gilgal, which is just to the east of Yericho. And they take the 12 rocks from the riverbed. They take them into Gilgal and they set them up. Rashi says they set them up as a mizbeach, whatever it is. They set them up in Gilgal as a memorial about the miracle that Hashem just did for us. Chet. Vayasu ken b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people did that. Kasher tziva Yoshua vayisu shtei esrei avanim mitoch ha-Yarden. Exactly like Yoshua told them, they took 12 stones from in the middle of the Yarden. Kasher dibe Hashem el Yoshua, just like Hashem told Yoshua to do, l'mispar shiftei ben Yisrael, according to the numbers of tribes, v'ya'avirum imam el amalon, they took them with them to where they were staying, v'ya'nichum sham, and they put them there. Ted. U'shtem esre avanim hekim Yoshua betoch ha'yarden. Rashi says these are now 12 other stones that same Yoshua size. Took.
Same size?
Not sure. Good question. Yoshua himself took these 12 stones and he put them in the Yarden. This is also another idea that this whole miracle was covered over. It wasn't such a visible miracle because these 12 stones are being put in the Yarden. The Yarden is now going to go over these stones. You're not even going to see the stones. To teach you that this miracle was also covered over, so to speak. Tachat matzav raglei ha-kohanim, where the kohanim were standing, nosei aron ha-brit, they were carrying the aron, vayihyu sham ad hayom hazeh, and those 12 rocks will be there still to this day. Okay? Yud, vakohanim nosei aron, omdim betoch ha-yarden, ad tom kol hadavar asher tziva Hashem et Yehoshua. The Kohanim are still standing on the eastern side, and everyone has crossed over. And Yoshua is now going to start speaking to the people as everyone's crossing over the river. teaches them everything that Moshe had taught them. Vaymaharu ha'am vayavoru, and the nation were hurrying. They didn't want to rely on miracles that this is standing, the wind's dry. We're going to run across to make sure that we get there. We don't lose some chimen al anes. So I'm sure you remember. I found in Sota, in Gemara Sota, Daf Lamed Dalad, Amad Aleph. It talks about this exact case where the Jewish people are now crossing over, and Yeshua says to them, Odam beYarden Amar Lahem. This is from the Gemara. Was there in the Yarden, Yeshua starts speaking to them, and he says, Deu, Alma Atem Ovrim Et HaYarden. I want you to know now, people, why you are crossing over the Jordan. What do you expect him to say? What's he going to tell them? Why are you crossing over this Jordan River?
Promised land.
It's the promised land. Hashem promised you. Maybe you've got to keep some of the mitzvahs. Shabbat, Torah, I don't know, Kashrut, Brit Milah, something. Doesn't say that. Yeshua says, I want you to know. Al-ma'atem ovrim et ha-yarden. Why are you crossing over this Jordan right now? Al-menad she-torishu et yoshvei ha-aretz mipnechem. That you take over this land from all the people that are living here. That is the condition that you are now crossing this Jordan. As the pasuk says, "V'horashtem et kol yoshvei ha'aretz mipnechem." You've got to take over this land. And he carries on and he says, "Im atem osim ken." If you do this and you take over the whole land completely, mutav, great. Everything will be fine. Ve'im lav, and if you don't do that, ba'in ma'im v'shotfin otichem. The water will come and will take over otichem. The Gemara says, what's otichem? It says, oti ve'etchem. Every one of us now is going to be flooded and drowned if you don't now take upon yourself the promise to go into the land and take over the land. I would think he would say something about the mitzvah, but he doesn't. He says, this whole thing is conditioned upon the fact that you go in, and you'll take over from all the goyim, and you'll wipe them out and get rid of them, and you'll because we're going to see in the future that they don't manage to keep this promise. They, in fact, they leave a few pockets of goyim here and a few of the nations here, and it comes back to bite them in the end, because it's a problem. Until today, it's a problem for us with these goyim in the land. They think they own the place. If you don't clear them out, not only will they be a you'll learn bad habits from them, the way they learn, they worship their gods, but also there'll be wars and there'll be a thorn in your side until today. So Yeshua's been very clear with them. If you don't do this today, keep this promise, the waters are going to come and clear us out.
So he's saying this whilst they're inside.
Whilst they're crossing over, he's saying, if you don't promise me now you're going to keep this promise, the water's going to come and drown us all.
Pretty obvious that they're saying, yes, I will keep this.
At that point, you're right.
Yeah, it's the same.
Exactly. It's the same when Hashem comes in the Torah and says, keep it, you've got the mountain on your head, you keep it or not? Here you'll be buried. You're right. It's a good question. It's a good question. In any case, they don't manage to keep the promise in the future, but it's a good question. I have to look into it further. Yud Aleph. Vayhi ka'asher tam kol ha'am la'avor. When everyone had finished crossing, vayavor Aaron Hashem v'akonim l'fnam. Now the Aaron comes across. Yud Bet. Vayavru b'nei Reuven u'b'nei Gad v'chetzi shevet v'menashe chamushim l'fnei b'nei Yisrael. These were the 2.5 tribes that were going to stay the other side. And now they remember their promise and they said, we're going to send our soldiers in and they're going to go ahead and they're going to fight with you at the front. In the front, yeah, not stand. We're going to be in the front. But it's mashma from this that only the soldiers from those tribes came across. It's possible that all the women and the children stayed. Yeah, they were staying on the eastern side of the Jordan, and they didn't even come into the land of Israel. That's what it seems, because we learn later on it took 7 years to do all the wars with Yeshua, and another 7 years to separate the whole land into the tribes, and everyone took their farms. And after 14 years, these 2.5 tribes, the soldiers, come back to the border to meet their family for the first time in 14 years. So it's possible their families don't cross over with them. I haven't heard anyone say anything about it. I thought everyone would have crossed the Jordan, but it's possible those 2.5 Shvatim stayed over, their women and children. And 40,000, it says, Ka'arba'im elef halutzei atzava avru lifnei Hashem lamilchama el arvot yerecho. That 40,000 of their soldiers crossed over the Jordan with the Jewish people. Yudalad, Bayomahu, and on that day, Gidal Hashem et Yoshua be'enei kol Yisrael, Hashem made Yoshua great in the eyes of the Jewish people. But you wrote,
talk Hashem, you wrote Hashem, Kol Mahayam. First of all, what they thought about, you know, staying like loyal to Moshe.
Nice idea. I've heard that answer.
They said, if he's not coming in, then
you're not going either. I've heard that idea. The other ideas they had, they were very large Shevet. Menashe was very large. And half of it was going to stay. It was a very fertile place. Very green. And because they had a lot of families and they had a lot of sheep, they were happy to stay there. And Moshe had already built 3 Arei Miklat on that side. They were happy to stay there to have space. Yeah. But the promise was that we will help you to conquer the land so that you don't think we're separating ourselves. We'll come with you, so we'll help you conquer, but we're going to stay that side. You have any other answer?
Okay. So it's Reuven Gad and Chetzi Shevet Menashe. And then the Shevet Menashe, what we found today, it's in India, you know, like somewhere over there. Menashe. They are still doing
Aliyah. Still there. Okay,
in Bangladesh and stuff like
that. This also here, at the beginning of the Mitzrayim, says that Yaakov Melech Chodosh, Hashem lo yodas.
Yosef.
Hashem lo yodas Yosef. And sometimes big change, everything resets. So here it's trying to show it that it didn't, that it's not a reset, it was like a continuation. But Yiro Yisrael, how? Can I share Yiro Yisrael motion for the Mechayim?
Exactly the same way. He's a continuation of Moshe. For sure, we said that. Moshe being the moon, of a sun, Moshe being the moon. Yeshua be happy, he had nothing of his own. He was happy just to reflect everything from Moshe and continue the leadership of Moshe. Tedvav. Vayomer Hashem en Yoshua lemor. Hashem says to Yoshua, Tzave et hakohanim, Moshe Aaron ha'edut, v'ya'alu min ha'yarden. Yoshua was told to command the kohanim that were holding the Aaron, Vaya'alu min ha'yarden. So here all the Mefarshim say, why does it say Vaya'alu? Because of the way they crossed over. It doesn't say Vayahalchu or Vayavo et tochamai. It doesn't say any of that. It says Vaya'alu min ha'yarden. It just sort of, they raised up and crossed the Yarden like that. So here we learn, you can see now, it says, Rashi says, Vaya'avru en ketivkan. It doesn't say, and they will cross over. It says, Vaya'alu. They went up, Rashi says. Lamanu she'al hasafa shehayu omdin. Right? The Kohanim was standing on the east. Ve'i efshar lomar shehayu omdin etzel tzfat hayarden shebema'arav. Rashi says, impossible to say they crossed over to the other side already. Shehare ne'emar lemala nitbelu ragli ha'kohanim b'katzei ha'mayim. Because it says in the Pasuk that their feet just touched, they were dipped into the water, and that's when the miracle started. So they were really on the eastern side. Right? So he's saying they hadn't even crossed over yet. Yud Zayin, let's have a look in the Pasuk inside. Vayitzav Yoshua Kohanim Lemor, Alu min ha'yarden. Go up. Vayihi ka'alot ha'kohanim Moshe Aaron Berit Hashem mitoch ha'yarden. When they crossed over, Nitku kapot ragli ha'kohanim el ha'harava. As soon as they touched the dry land on the western side, Vayashuvu me'ha'yarden limkomam. All the waters returned. Vayelchu kitmol shilshom al kol gedotav. And he returned, the waters returned exactly as it had done. So Rashi says here, Nimtza Aron mitzad ze. So we find that the Aron was on one side, Yisrael mitzad ze. Yisrael had already crossed over, and the waters had returned. Nasa Aron et nosav ve'avar. The Aron lifted its the people carrying it, and they all passed over and carried them. So it's a miracle they were all seen. But davar ze ne'enash uza, we're going to see in the Gemara. So the Gemara I found also in Sota also Lamed Hay says v'kevan she'ala acharon shebisraelim le'yarden, the last person who crossed over from the Yarden, chazru ma'im limkomam, all the water returned. Vayashuv me'hayarden limkomam, all the waters went back to where it was before. Vayelchu k'tmol shelshom. Al kol gedotav nimtza aron menosav v'kohanim mitzad echad v'yisrael mitzad echad. We said they're all the one each on the other side. Nasa aron et nosav v'avar, and the aron picked up the people, the aron, the kohanim carrying them, and they lifted them across. V'al davar zeh, because of this, the Gemara says ne'enash uza. You know the story of Uzzah in Shmuel Bet.
What was it? What, the king
was Uzzah, there. He was walking next, the Aron was on an agala, and the oxen were pulling the agala with the Aron, it was being returned. Suddenly one of the oxen trips over, and Uzzah, thinking that the Aron was going to fall, reaches out to grab the Aron. As soon as he touched the Aron, says Vehikau, Vayhar Af Hashem Da'uza Vayakil. It's not his fault. David says quite rightly, it's not his fault. The oxen tripped over. He thought it was going to fall. He reached out to grab it. Gemara says,
yeah,
did nothing wrong. However, the Gemara says Al Davar Zeh. Because of what we just saw, Uzzah was punished. Meaning, everyone had internalized this idea, this fact. When they saw the Kohanim being carried by the Aron across the Jordan, everyone knew it wasn't the Kohanim carrying the Aron, it was the other way around. Everyone knew that. For hundreds of years afterwards, for another 400 or so years, until Uzzah, everyone knew it's not the Kohanim carrying the Aron, it's the other way around. The fact that you came and you tried to catch it means you didn't believe that.
You did it, you should.
What?
It's 400 years later, you might have not known.
Everyone knew this because of Al Davar Zeh. Because they had crossed the Jordan, everyone knew it's the Aron carrying it, not the other way around. And he showed that somehow, you're right, I agree with you. The Pshat is, he didn't mean it. But the deeper message for us is that he didn't internalize the message of this miracle right now, and he was lacking in emunah. That's the reason. I hear. It's a difficult part. But everyone else had internalized the message and understood it wasn't being carried. It was the other way around. Yutet, Ve'am alu min ha-Yarden. Everyone went out from the Yarden. Be'asor lechodesh harison, on the 10th of Nisan this happened. Ve'yachanu b'Gilgal, and they camped in Gilgal b'kitzeh mizrach Yericho, east of Yericho. Ve'et 12 avanim ha'ele, asher lechum min ha-Yarden, hekim Yoshua b'Gilgal. And these 12 big stones, Yoshua took to Gilgal and sets up there as a mizbeach, as a remembrance of this miracle. ויאמר בני ישראל לאמור, אשר ישאלון בניכם מחר את אבותם לאמור. When your children will ask you tomorrow, מה האבנים האלה? What are these stones? והודעתם את בניכם לאמור, tell your children, ביבשה עבר ישראל את הירדן הזה. On dry land, we crossed over the ירדן. אשר הוביש השם אלוקיכם את מי הירדן מפניכם עד עובריכם. השם dried up the river for us until we crossed over. Ka'asher asa Hashem elokechem le'yam suf, asher ovish mipanenu ad ovrenu, just like he did for us in Yam Suf, he did for us right now. Leman da'at kol ame ha'aretz. Doesn't say so you should know. says, Leman dad kol ame ha'ares, everyone around. Don't think they weren't looking at us coming in. They had their people watching from high up, and all they see is this water column standing up, and the Jewish people crossing on dry land. Et yad Hashem ki hazakahi. We didn't even see it. It's for everyone else around to see it. Hashem has a strong hand. Leman yiratem et Hashem elokehem kol ha'amim, so that they should fear Hashem all of their days. Yeah. Zakara, see you next week.
Why they took the stones from the Gilgal and not from Yam Suf? Like, Yam Suf was a bigger miracle.
Oh. So Yam Suf was a massive miracle. It seems that they didn't need some zikaron for that. They didn't need a reminder.
Because from, it was an open from miracle.
Then they did, because according to many opinions, they didn't see the miracle. The water stopped over there. What we're going to see is, there could be a natural way to explain these miracles. Hashem was really withdrawing himself. So the natural thing, there has been many times where there have been earthquakes in that region, rocks and things have fallen in the Jordan, and it stopped the Jordan. Many times that's happened. So it could be that happened. It doesn't look like it's a miracle. It could be a natural event. So the stones are to remind you now, this was a miracle. But it was in a much more hidden way.